Alright, alright, alright. Oh, right. That was really, that wasn't quite
rough.
I have a cold.
Oh.
Does that?
Well, and she's been gone for weeks.
I have, so I'm a little out of practice, but anyway, hey!
Hi. Hi.
It's fun to be back together.
It is.
It's been a while. I have been gone, so sorry for the
inconvenience.
The inconsistency in
our podcast. Yeah, no, that's true too, actually.
Yeah, I know. So I thought, well, we had talked about this, it'd be fun since we just had the Oscars and there was, you know, the controversy,
mm-hmm.
To do an Oscar-themed podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to get right into it?
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
I want to talk about my favorite episode where he's in the trash. And then he wants to get out of the trash, but nobody likes him anymore because he's been so mean and grouchy.
Yeah.
So.
Was that an episode of Sesame Street?
No.
Okay.
That never happened.
Then he's just always been a curmudgeon.
Yeah.
Oscar.
Yeah. The Grouch.
Was it in the movie, the Muppet movie?
No.
Is he a Muppet?
Yeah.
Does he count?
No, they aren't Muppets.
What? I don't think
Sesame
he counts.
Street?
I think those are completely different.
That's not a Jim Henson thing.
Oh. They were all kind of the same.
They're the same, but they're technically not.
Oh.
Anyway, Jessica, we're not talking about Sesame Street and Oscar the Grouch, you silly goose.
Silly me.
You're silly. All right, now these are the Academy Award Oscars. It was the 88th Academy Award ceremony.
I know.
Isn't that something? And, of course, there's a controversy. Chris Rock was the host, and I thought... I watched it. Did you guys watch?
No.
I watched it to a point where I couldn't take it anymore.
Okay. Well, yeah, so Jada Pinkett Smith and Spike Lee were staying away, I guess. Boycotting, if you will, the Oscars. Somebody came up with a hashtag, Oscars So White.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Her name's April Reign, R-E-I-G-N.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a porn star.
Yeah, or a drag queen.
Yeah.
She's actually the managing editor of BroadwayBlack.com.
Okay.
All right.
They credit her with coming up with that.
She has a terrible name.
So these are people
April
like...
April Showers.
Yeah.
That would be better. I like April Reign, though. That's so cool.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
What about Jada Pinkett Smith?
Another terrible
What
name.
About Spike Lee?
Yeah, that one's fine.
Oh. What about Chris Rock?
That's like his name, though. That's like his actual name.
Well, so is April Reign.
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't know
it's
for sure.
Stupid either way.
All right. What about Jamie Foxx with two X's?
The two X's is dumb. Is that his actual last name?
I don't even know. There's no way. I don't know.
Ding, ding. What does that signify?
So I thought Chris Rock did a good job, though. I thought he was funny, and, you know, if you were paying any attention, you knew there was going to be some discussion of the white people getting all of the Oscar nominations.
I know, but it's like, at a certain point, enough is enough.
Enough, what is enough? Well,
enough of, like, bringing it up, joking about it, referencing it every single time he opened his mouth, constantly, driving a wedge between white and black people.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that it drove a wedge. I'm not sure Hollywood has the depth to even care. I don't know. We'll see.
They do, obviously.
Why? They haven't nominated anyone for a couple years.
Any black people?
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they're racist. Are you saying they're racist?
Well, they're as or not as anyone else. I mean,
right, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't see what they were trying to accomplish besides guilting people into voting for them when they don't deserve it.
Well, I think, and I think Chris Rock, you know, they like go right to the edge without claiming that Hollywood is racist because, you know, they're the big liberals. So it's like calling liberals who, you know, they're all friends with Barack Obama and, you know, but so obviously they can't be racist.
Right.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris Rock thought, he called it the White People's Choice Awards, and he thought the best thing to do would be to add a new category. So, like, best black actor or actress. Or then he said, best black friend. That could be a category.
Oh, that was funny. He said Wanda Sykes would win it every time.
Yeah, that was funny. Pretty funny.
But I thought it was interesting. He was like, and why even have a, you know, white, or not white, male, best male actor and best female actor? Because what difference? You know, it's the same as white or black.
Yeah, he said it's not like weightlifting or something where they need to be separated.
Yeah, like acting is acting.
Yeah.
If you've done a great job.
I know, but then they would lose a lot of categories and they wouldn't be able to have an 18-hour show.
They wouldn't be able to drag it out as long.
Yeah, exactly.
Or probably all the men would get it all the time.
Yeah, well,
probably. They're better actors.
Yes, technically.
They're better chefs, too.
Yeah, they're better everything.
Men?
They're yeah.
Not.
Everything.
Me. No, they're not. So, so some of the people who were boycotting went to Flint, Michigan to help with the water crisis down there.
Oh, my God. Mm. Why don't you grab a couple Flint, Michigan residents and have them hang out with you in your mansion for a while till the water gets fixed?
Exactly. Well, and you wouldn't have gone there if there wasn't some dumb controversy with the Oscars. You wouldn't have helped out otherwise.
Jada Pinkett Smith went like the month before, so she was just going to stay home, I guess. I don't know.
Who cares?
And Will Smith.
No pun intended.
Will Smith didn't go to the Oscars, but...
Because he wasn't even nominated, so why would he
go? So he wasn't invited, I guess, right?
No, I'm sure he was invited.
Oh.
But he couldn't go.
Well, he praised the Academy's attempts to increase diversity, though. See, he's like walking a fine line.
Yeah, I know. He's caught between
his wife. Chris Rock in a hard place. Well, that's the other thing. I was like, thank you. Nobody wants to be like... Like, if they say, don't watch the Oscars, there's a black man hosting. So you're saying, hurting your black colleague. You know what I mean?
I do. Well, the Chris Rock, obviously African-American, was the host, which he's done before. The president of the Academy Awards is a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the person who produced the Academy Awards was a black man.
Yeah.
Huh. Is a black man.
Inherently racist. That's all you can say. The institution is inherently
it's
racist.
It's just so they can stand back and watch the white people get the awards.
Yeah.
It makes them feel better.
I don't even like watching the Academy Awards. I'm a white person. Like, I couldn't care less.
I do not care.
It's getting less and less viewership.
It's because it sucks. It's just it's a room full of people patting each other on the back.
Oh, God. Phony baloney.
I know.
It's so lame.
About movies that I don't even care to see.
Right. Nobody saw those stupid... That was another thing that Chris Rock did, was he stood outside of a movie theater in Compton.
Yes.
And asked them if they saw, like, certain movies.
Yeah.
And they all thought he was making up the names of the movies.
Yeah.
And then he was like, what about Straight Outta Compton? And they were like, hell yeah, I saw Straight Outta Compton. And then after that, they show these black people who are, like, super... They're in, like, the ghetto.
Yeah.
And so they talk like that. And they're like, hell yeah. Or like, nah. And just, like... being very stereotypically, like, black.
Yeah.
And then that scene is over, like, that video stops playing, and then they show in the audience, like, Rachel McAdam in her gown, like, like, clapping, like, smiling about it, like, oh, those cute little black people and their antics. Like, it looks so condescending to do that.
It is very condescending, because it's like, if they're good enough, then they'll get the nomination. I heard his... performance just wasn't good enough for the nomination.
Me too. Like, his accent was
Smith.
Yeah, for that concussion movie.
Because he's the one that basically started the whole thing, was that because he didn't get the nomination, right?
Not him.
Well, Jada. But obviously, means that he
is not getting the nomination is what sparked the whole thing.
Yeah. And so that means he was...
Well, she was Spike Lee, too. Spike Lee did Chirac.
Which, never heard of it.
Yeah.
See, that's funny, because I was saying that to... we were having dinner, and... couple people at the table hadn't ever heard of it either.
I had
to accuse them of racism.
Yeah.
Because obviously.
That's fair. But I just thought, like, she said in her, Jada said in, like, her video, we are done, like, begging you for accolades, for blah, blah, blah. And because he didn't get a nomination, I was like, wait, so you've been begging this whole time? Like, that's how you guys get nominations?
And her husband is, like, one of the most beloved actors in Hollywood.
He was in Ali. Like, yeah. Didn't he get awards for Ali?
Probably.
I remember that movie being, like, huge.
It was huge. I don't know.
But like, who doesn't love Will Smith, you know?
Like, well, I did until, like, his two bratty little kids started acting like crazy people.
Well, because they are.
I know. So that makes me not like him anymore.
Well, and she, too. It's like, what has she done other than being, like, a Matrix?
Will Smith was nominated.
For what? Ollie? Yeah.
Okay.
What?
So there you go.
Well, he was nominated.
What else has he done?
He was also nominated for Best Actor for The Pursuit of Happiness.
Okay,
yeah,
see, so he was nominated.
Kid.
And that was her whining that he wasn't nominated. Not whining that he didn't win, because she started whining the day they announced the nominees.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it was just because he wasn't nominated this year?
Yeah.
Like, are you joking?
Yeah, well, apparently.
She thought this was his year? Well, so did Leo, like, Cry Me a River, and he won.
He's
and
been
that
nominated
been,
a bazillion, like, 8
times or something,
was it,
yeah.
This was, like, the 9th time.
I can't believe he's 41 years old. Like,
I know
mathematically it makes sense, but, like...
It is weird.
It's just an odd. And his parents are two of the ugliest people I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's
but
weird, because he's handsome. Because he
is
handsome.
I don't think he is. I think now he looks like a bloated mess.
I think he's handsome.
Like, he has, like, bags under his eyes. Because he never stops drinking.
Because he's 41.
He doesn't stop taking Jello shots, like, off of models' belly buttons.
Really?
I think so.
Oh. She doesn't know.
No, she's just
casting aspersions and has no idea what
poor
she's talking
Leonardo
about.
DiCaprio.
I know.
You leave him alone.
I know.
I think he's handsome.
He's not.
I think he is.
Well, there's a picture.
I don't
of
like
him
the hots for him, but I
beauty
think
beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
There's a picture of him next to like Jack Nicholson. Now, like Jack Nicholson with his like scruffy fat face and.
Uh-huh.
Like big belly and sunglasses on. His
they do
kind of
look
mess.
The same. They have that wide face.
Yeah, and it fit, and it was Leo next to him, like with sunglasses, looking just like that same gross way. And
well,
it was like Leonardo DiCaprio is approaching his final form.
He doesn't care though.
Leo?
No.
No.
He might have
Jack,
been getting
Nicholson.
Ready for the Revenant role.
Whatever.
Maybe.
Which I saw.
I
also saw
definitely thought that Leonardo was super sexy in like Titanic.
Yeah.
Super sexy?
Well, he can...
Yeah. Really? And Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah. No, I think he's handsome. I think
thank
he's got
you.
A look.
Well, okay, I say he's handsome and you both jumped on my throat.
Well, I'm saying Leo
and
then
you're like,
he jumped on your throat.
He's not aging in the way that, like, George Clooney, like, aged up and then...
No. He's aging differently.
Mm.
He looked like a baby for so long.
That's true.
And
that's
now
true.
He's, like, a man. At 41, he's finally looking like a man. But no, well, George Clooney, that's an exception to the rule. Like, Brad Pitt, I feel like, is definitely a two-face.
Yeah.
Sometimes
now,
he's hot, and sometimes he looks like a
ghoul. Depending on the lighting.
And he got, like, weird plastic surgery, too. So now he looks weird.
Oh, no. Why?
I don't know, Mom.
Why?
Because he's in an industry that puts a lot of pressure on people to look good.
I know, but they always end up looking...
I know, it
kind
never it never really works
while
out.
If it keeps going.
Did you see Ben Affleck's back tattoo?
No.
He got a massive back tattoo of, like, a phoenix rising from the ashes.
Oh,
it's ridiculous looking.
Wow.
Yeah. And then
what does it symbolize?
J-Lo and Jennifer Garner commented on it, and Jennifer Garner said, like, bless his heart or something like that.
No way.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the axe, huh?
Yeah.
Well, they're
still
technically married.
But she made a comment about it being, like, him rising from the ashes, like, because that's what it is.
Was it,
but,
like
coming she,
from
like,
his butt, so it should be coming from the
it's,
asses.
Like, up. Multiple. I don't know. That is good. But it's, like, super colorful and weird looking, and I think Jennifer Lopez made some comment about his tattoos being, like, too
bless
much.
His heart.
Yeah, she said, like, where I come from, they'd just say bless his heart or something. I was like, that's a cute response to being,
like
you idiot.
I know, that's funny. So, Jamie Foxx said about Will Smith not getting a nomination. He joked. He joked. Smith should simply act better to get his own statue.
See?
See?
And he can say that because didn't he win one for Ray, or he was nominated for Ray?
He did. He won. He won it. Yep.
Well, exactly, because that's the thing, too, that it's taking away, like, legitimate honors that, like, Jamie Foxx has won.
I know.
Because he acted well in a movie. Like, nobody liked that Concussion movie, by all accounts. Like, it was just kind of a
crappy movie. Well, it was so politicized.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, exactly. You just have to...
What was that movie where Jamie Foxx was, like, a retarded guy playing the violin?
He wasn't retarded. He was, like, schizophrenic or something, wasn't he?
Oh, what was it called?
I don't know. Maybe it'll be on my list.
Yeah, where he was, like, a cello player or something. He played, like, a $40,000 instrument, but he was homeless.
He was, like,
something.
A subway
harpist.
And then someone found him, right? I can't remember who it was. But then it was, like, his relationship with whoever, like, discovered him, right? I forget. You know what his first movie role was?
No.
Toys. With Robin Williams and Robin Wright.
Oh.
Penn. Hmm. It's really terrible.
Speaking of terrible movies, so this April Rain that came up with the Oscars, so white. What she was going to be doing during the Oscars is watching Omar Epps and Ty Diggs' film The Wood.
Okay.
Last year, she watched the 1998 Eddie Murphy movie, Coming to America.
Oh, my God.
That was in
1998.
Yeah. It was 1988. Coming to America was in 98.
That's what it says. It says 1998.
You love that movie, Mom.
Ugh.
No.
That's on my list of top 10 worst movies ever, ever made.
It's like that, and Jessica, like,
ridiculous.
Loves Dirty Dancing. You two just, like... love these things so much.
Hey, I'm going to have the time of my life killing you later with this glass bottle.
While you listen to the Bells part in Bicycle Race.
You know what I was hoping, though, as we were watching it? I was like, I wish someone of the actors, when they came up for their award, had the courage to say that they identified as a black person.
Oh.
So they were going to accept the award.
On behalf of black people.
Oh, that would have been great.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
They, like, call Rachel Dolezal up. And be like,
exactly.
I met with my spiritual advisor, Rachel Dolezal.
That would have been awesome.
Right?
But another...
people would have understood the reference.
A thing that I thought was really rude that this is, like, Leonardo won, and he's been wanting this, and he's been, like... acting really hard.
He's a good actor.
Well, yeah. All right. Well,
he really is.
All right, Amy. Really, I know.
No, that's who, like...
why don't you marry him?
I feel like him as a person, though. He's, like, a crappy person.
Doesn't matter.
You're right. I'm the shallow one.
What happened?
Nothing. So, but it's just, like, it takes the spotlight off of the people who won at the Oscars.
Of course.
To be like, let's make it all about this. Now, the Oscars are... racist and stupid, and everyone who goes to them is a racist.
Yeah.
And then he wins, and it's like this big shadow cast on anyone who could feel, like, triumphant and proud of themselves.
I know. But he did use a little bit of his speech to talk about
global warming.
Yeah. And then got in his
private jet plane.
Flew
around the country for no reason.
Yeah.
For
no reason.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, another... It was. I found it very funny, but the woman, Jenny Beaven, won Best Costume Design for Mad Max Fury Road, which cleaned up at the Oscars,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
Unlike Jenny Bovan.
Bovan?
Mm-hmm. Unlike Jenny Beaven.
Bevan.
Cleaned up?
Yes. Yeah, she was a little rough around the edges.
Really?
She was wearing, like, a garbage bag.
She
was costume design?
Yep.
Okay.
And she dressed...
put for Mad Max, which...
well, it had, like,
a on every costume for the movie, except...
it was, like, a leather, black leather with, like, a skull, kind of.
Oh, she's cool.
Or something. I don't know. It was, like, a...
it was, like, a Betsy Johnson.
I averted my eyes immediately, so I don't remember.
And she's kind of older and a little short.
Petite.
Kind of like... remember Straganona?
Yes.
It's Straganona wearing a black leather jacket.
A Betsy Johnson... shirt or something.
Yeah.
Spaghetti.
Yeah. Overflowing. Spaghetti is overflowing her garbage bag dress that she wore or whatever.
Yeah.
Now I want spaghetti.
So,
I just want buttery noodles. Like I imagine the Straganona noodles taste like. Yeah.
So apparently there were some people in the audience that weren't too happy with her winning.
Why?
She's ugly.
Because she looked like a mess. Yeah.
Well,
she was a hot mess.
I think, like,
you could read everyone's lips. Yeah.
What a hot mess. They're just talking way
every
too big.
Every single close-up they
yeah,
got.
Yeah, I know.
Alejandro Gonzalez Inarritu. Inarritu?
Yeah, he directed the Revenant.
So okay. I think he thought the Revenant people should have maybe been chosen
That's
instead.
So, silly.
So as she was walking down the aisle,
oh, no.
There were people, like men, like on the outside as she went by, not clapping at all. They were just kind of like glaring
oh,
at her
God.
As she went. I know, it was so ridiculous.
For costume design. Like, this is why people hate the Oscars, because it's a bunch of rich people
I know.
Throwing hissy fits when their movie doesn't win.
Babies. Yeah, exactly. But then, okay, this is what made me laugh. So she
crop dusted all the guys that were laughing at her.
Ew.
That's why none of them are clapping.
That's an awesome
pick. She likes that word.
I don't know.
I know, because her friend taught it to her, so now mom loves that term.
Well, now I know what it means, so it's hilarious. All right, so after she thanked everyone, she said, I just want to say one quite serious thing. I've been thinking about this a lot, but actually, it could be horribly prophetic. Mad Max. If we're not kinder to each other, and if we don't stop polluting our atmosphere, so you know, it could happen. All right, so she's like telling everyone, and very seriously,
yeah,
like she means it, that like someday we could be living Mad Max.
And then post-apocalyptic.
So then she takes the Oscar and starts walking away, and the music comes up, and the music they play, no joke, serious, is...
Whatever
you
That's hilarious.
So awesome.
That's hilarious.
I thought it was like, you couldn't even make that up.
So dumb. And they're probably like cringing the whole time like,
I don't even know if anyone else would have caught that.
They wouldn't have.
I probably wouldn't have. All right, and then the other thing that was funny, the sound editor.
Mm-hmm. Was deaf.
Also for Mad Max.
Uh-huh.
So he came up and he starts talking and you can't hear a word he says.
Really?
Because the mic is off.
That's fucking funny.
You just see the lip movement.
Oh, that's really silly.
I know. I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I'm paying attention to this.
I know,
that's
you're the only
really
one paying attention to the sound editor win.
How can you win an award for sound editing? How can you win an award for sound editing? Like, how does anybody compare who's good and who's bad at sound editing?
Well,
if it's bad, you would probably notice. So whoever does the least bad job.
Then that should be the name of it. Least bad sound editor.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe it's the complicatedness, the complexity of what they have to add.
Of the English language. No,
like
I
Mad
think it
Max,
definitely is.
I mean, you know, it had to be like the desert sounds and shooting and explosions and.
Well, because even this, if I really tried, I could do sound editing well.
Yeah,
not on our
you
podcast.
Think you could win an Oscar?
I think I could.
I think you should go for it. I think you should try for it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's how the Oscars have gone for Black people.
Okay.
All right, so. Best actor in a leading role, starting in 1958. Sidney Poitier was nominated.
He's Black.
In the 50s, too.
1958.
It is Sidney Poitier. For what, though?
The next...
Raisin in the Sun.
Was it?
The Defiant Ones.
Was he in Raisin in the Sun?
He was there.
He was the first African-American actor.
He comes out like a raisinette raisin.
With the tights.
Yeah. I didn't think this play was about raisins.
No,
it was just a metaphor.
He was the raisin.
I read that play in high school. I need to read it again.
You think so?
And it was so literal.
With a new perspective.
Yeah, I know.
Because I remember we watched
just
it.
Just imagine they're all raisins.
Or you watched it in school. And uh-huh. You were telling me and Dad, and you were like, yeah, today we watched A Raisin in the Sun with Sidney Poitier. And Dad was like, oh, really? You came down and just sat there and watched it with you guys?
That's pretty funny. I don't even remember that anecdote. Clearly, because I didn't even remember he was in it. So Well, as a raisin.
All right, so 1958, first male to be nominated for an Oscar.
Uh-huh.
Then in 1963,
Mammy.
Nope, Lilies of the Field, Sidney Poitier.
Okay,
he won, so he was the first to win.
Right,
but in between there, there were no nominations, and then you've got
no black people.
No nominations for black actors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Until 1970, there's a nomination. And then it's 1972 nominated. Then not till 1986. And then 1989. So we keep skipping. Until 2001 is the second African-American to win Best Actor. Guess?
Denzel?
Yeah. For Training Day.
Okay. It's a big year for Denzel, I remember.
Morgan Freeman was nominated in 1994 for Shawshank.
Didn't Halle Berry win...
For Monsters Ball.
Was it that same year, or was it... No.
No, Monsters Ball
Halle
was later.
Halle Berry was 2001.
Oh, was it really?
Yep.
Okay.
So Monsters her and Denzel Ball. Both won an Oscar the same year.
No, 2000... Oh, yeah. Yep, you're right.
Okay,
that.
Yeah.
So she got Best Actress.
Right, I saw the picture. Yep. And she was
the
first...
We all wanted to be black that year.
Yeah, we did. It's a big year for black people.
She was
2001.
We all wanted to be black. That was the first time.
That was the Christmas Mom had cornrows.
Remember?
Yeah, how could I forget? It was all everybody talked about.
I bet. Whatever.
Whatever. Yep. I stand by my choice.
I might go back to that in solidarity with my peeps.
Oh,
all right, and then
not
in
if you
2000,
talk like that.
And then in 2004, Jamie Foxx won
for Ray,
and he was the first African American actor to receive two acting nominations in the same year. So he must have been Jamie Foxx for Collateral. He was nominated.
Oh, okay.
Morgan Freeman was nominated too, I think. Oh no, that's
Bruce
Don
Almighty
Cheadle for Hotel Rwanda. He was really good in it. Then Forrest Whitaker for The Last King of Scotland. Uh-huh. That was good.
Yep.
And then No More. That was in 2006.
Okay.
No More since
so
then.
Was
there were
years
nominations.
Ago.
Nominations.
Right. Okay.
But not
Forrest Whitaker's Eye was nominated for a different movie that year too, but it didn't win.
That was for visual effects.
Yeah.
Most miraculous visual effects.
And then for women, best actress. Oh, for women, we don't have one until Halle Berry in 2001.
And a win?
Yep.
For best actress.
Right.
Because best supporting actress went to the woman from The Gift, or what? Not The Gift. What was it?
The Help.
The Help, yeah. Tomato, tomato.
Best Supporting Actress, you have Hattie McDaniel for Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
She won in 1939.
Yeah, and that was the one where she wasn't allowed in the front door.
Well, what, no.
She had to walk through
the
kitchen.
It's a win
and not a great day.
Wait, I had something here about what her thing was. Maybe I can't find it now. She had to be at a like sequester table somewhere else from the other people. She was sitting
so
with somebody. I know.
Segregated.
She was segregated from the rest.
Mom's
of
having
them.
A tough time with words today.
I know. It's making me nervous.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, it is. It's one of the
unsettling.
Signs.
Oh, yeah.
The first sign.
It
not being able to come
sign.
Up with. Yes, it is, Mom. If you can't come up with the word, like if you are trying to think of the word phone and you say. Thing ring that rings, like you can come up with other words for it, but you can't think of the word.
Well, that just happens.
Like
you
the
know,
gospel?
It's late.
That was comforting.
Okay.
It said McDaniel and her escort were required to sit at a segregated table for two.
For two? That's even sadder.
Here's her acceptance speech. Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. You could start playing music. If
I know, I was just going to say, music swells. That's what she said.
fellow members.
You let her give a speech.
I know, the motion picture. This is one of the happiest moments of my life, and I want to thank each one of you who had a part in selecting me for one of their awards for your kindness. It has made me feel very, very humble, and I shall always hold it as a beacon for anything that I may be able to do in the future. I sincerely hope I shall always be a credit to my race and to the motion picture industry. My heart is too full to tell you just how I feel, and may I say thank you and God bless you.
Hmm.
Isn't that sweet?
That's very sweet.
I know.
Well, and humble, especially considering they, like, made her sit at a table for two.
I know. Exactly.
Like, and I knew she was going to win. Like,
yeah.
And, I mean, obviously it was a much different time.
1939.
So I guess.
And nobody even cared. Like, everyone was just like, that's normal.
Yeah.
Okay, and then for best actress in a supporting role, bunch of nominations, and then Whoopi wins. In 1990
or something.
For Ghost.
Oh, duh.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then
she's so great in Ghost.
So then it was 1990 to 2006.
What a performance.
2006, okay.
Jennifer Hudson won for Dreamgirl.
Yeah, that's right.
She was amazing. And then 2009 was Monique for Precious.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And she didn't shave her legs for like a month. She earned that Oscar.
Yeah, I know.
And then 2011, Octavia Spencer won for The Help.
For The Help.
The way she pooped in that pie.
I know. And that smug look she had on her face when that stuck-up white bitch ate it.
And then Lupita Nyong'o was a winner for 12 Years of
God Bless You
in 2013. I know, but you know. All right, so...
What, 12 Years of Slave?
Yeah, that movie was hard to watch.
Yeah,
I didn't see
it was. And then we only have a few for Best Actor in a Supporting Role. Louis Gossett Jr. for An Officer and a Gentleman in 1982. 1989 was Denzel for Glory.
Yeah.
1996, Cuba Gooding Jr. for Jerry Maguire.
Yep.
Show me the money. Right, guys? Show me the money.
And then that's since 2004 in Best Supporting. Morgan Freeman for Million Dollar Baby.
Okay.
But several nominations up through 2013 for Captain Phillips. Remember him?
The guy that like lost all his money immediately?
Yeah, probably.
Did he really?
Yeah,
well, probably.
He was a cab
driver.
But
he wasn't really. Right. Yeah, I mean, he's not an actor.
No.
Well, he won an Oscar, so when
he improvised that line, didn't he?
Well,
honorary actor at that point.
Yeah.
He was the best actor that year.
Technically, he's an actor at this point, just because he didn't go to Juilliard or something.
But that was the whole thing.
Well,
if someone can crawl out of a taxi cab and win the Oscar,
yeah, I know.
Is it really
no training?
He didn't win. Do you mean Captain Phillips?
Yeah.
No, he didn't win. He was nominated.
Right.
Well
either
still.
Either way.
Still.
Just to be nominated is an honor, I hear.
I've heard that, too.
Really?
I've heard that, too.
Oh, okay. Good to know. No, I believe that.
You're nominated for Best Mom Ever.
Oh.
But I won.
Oh, jeez. You forgot your daughter was a mother?
Oh, I did.
Yeah?
Yep, I did. All right, so, yeah. So that's what I got for you on those Oscars.
I don't know.
I think they have a legit gripe.
What?
I think they have a legitimate gripe. I think they should...
What do you suppose they should do about it then?
Be in more movies.
The black people?
Yeah.
The black people.
Should be. I think they should write more movies. I think. Well.
No, what? No, don't.
I know.
Don't do
well,
that.
Well, that's the funny
we'll just
thing.
Just have more
too,
Tyler Perry Presents.
Yeah. And that doesn't appeal to me.
Eddie Murphy.
The butler. Clumps. Lee Daniels, the butler.
Yeah. Just
I know.
Oprah and Whoopi and everything.
Don't you think the themes, too? It's like slavery. It's,
yeah.
You know, gangsters in the hood. It's
slaves in the hood. Slaves in the hood.
That would be a good one.
Gangsters on the plantation.
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Slaves and the leprechaun in the hood.
Or maybe sports stuff. Boxing.
Football. Foosball.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe diversify
basketball.
Your... I mean, how many times are you going to
win? They do, though. What was that one that came
rights.
Out?
It's the Civil Rights Movement.
Oh, they did that funny one that
was
parodying 50 Shades of Grey called 50 Shades of Black.
That's actually really funny. No, well, the one that the kids in the band in California, the black kids, are in like a punk band or whatever. It came out like last year. I can't remember the name of it, but that was like unique. It's on my list on Netflix. I can't remember.
It's almost like, you know, through no fault of anyone's own, like white people films don't appeal to blacks and black people films don't appeal to whites.
Right.
Unless
they have those common threads, like. Yeah,
like Will Smith is in it or Denzel.
Right. Scarface is huge, but that's all like criminal activity and.
Yeah.
They like gangster movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like white males like gangster movies.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. I don't know. We're not going to fix it tonight.
No.
We'll think more about it.
I know. I also just don't care. Like.
Yeah.
I know. It's hard to act like it's a real problem.
When it's, yeah, it's again, it's just
black people.
Rich black people crying. Rich white people crying.
And they have the Black Entertainment Awards, too.
Right, which are, to me, just as fascinating as the Oscars. Right.
Well, and the thing is, why are you acting? Are you acting because you love your
need,
craft?
Yeah, or because you want validation.
That's it. They need accolades, of course.
Okay. There are no
set that up.
Best Waitress of the Year awards.
You should start that.
You'd clean up at that.
I'd be bussing the tables.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, so let's move on then. Let's move on, shall we?
I guess.
Okay. Unless you have more to say.
No.
All right. So I just... The only reason that I have for highlighting this story... The story is meerkat expert cleared of assault in zoo love triangle.
Oh, I remember hearing. Yeah, I heard about this a while ago.
Hakuna Matata.
The only reason is so that I can read this
headline,
the opening sentence. All right, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
A former meerkat expert at London Zoo was cleared Tuesday of assaulting a monkey handler in a love spat over a llama keeper.
Oh my god. Awesome? Yeah.
I mean,
is this a publicity stunt for Zootopia?
Yeah.
Probably.
I do remember hearing about that though when it came out.
Really?
Like, yeah, like
I
when
never
the story
heard
came
about
out.
It, but...
Was the llama keeper like spitting and like the meerkat handler was like popping out of doors, like in and out of doorways.
And the monkey handler was throwing poop at them.
He just went ape shit.
Jessica.
Jess.
Come on. Your mom is in the room.
That was crass.
Yeah.
Very crass. Yeah.
Call it poop, please.
So one of them suffered a cut cheek from a wine glass. Two women were arguing over Adam Davies.
Was this in Australia?
London, I think.
Oh, London, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Typical.
I mean, really. All right, so a man lost his wallet in New York City. In Brooklyn. It was at a concert.
Okay. We're getting there.
I remember I have a cold.
Yep, so, I know.
Okay. All right, so he thought he lost his credit cards, IDs, cash.
Things you put in your wallet.
Gone forever.
Right, I know.
Did I mention his wallet Condoms. Was gone? All right, so he canceled his credit cards and replaced his driver's license. And then a couple weeks later, he received an envelope in the mail containing some of what he lost, along with a note. The letter said, I found your wallet and your driver's license, had your address, so here's your credit cards and other important stuff. I kept the cash because I needed weed. The Metro card because, well, the fare's $2.75 now. And the wallet because it's kind of cool. Enjoy the rest of your day. Toodles. What do you make of that business?
I think it's kind of funny because...
Yeah, I think it came out when you were away.
Oh.
I think it's fine.
Whatever.
And I think it's, like, well, depending on how much cash it was, I guess. It couldn't have been that much, though, unless he was
wasn't it, like, $40 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah. I guess it was. I don't
so,
know.
I mean,
that's
he probably...
Say, but...
He deserved the reward anyways for giving him back, like, his other stuff.
He got back his credit cards and...
Yeah, he could have easily, like...
And his license. Like, I'd be creeped out if, like... I lost my license once, and then it ended up being in Adam Bynes' driveway for like really? A month. Yeah, and we looked everywhere and couldn't find it. And then like a month later, his aunt was like, "What's this?" And like bent down
was
and
it under
found
the
my
snow?
Wallet. It was something like that. Oh, like okay. Yeah. But it would.
That makes
she
sense.
Found it like after I like had gotten a new license and new debit. Like everything had been like returned like the week that she found it. And I was
yeah,
like,
"Of course,
of course."
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to Germany now.
Okay.
We're going to
nine.
Always fun.
Da.
That's Russian.
No.
Yeah, close enough.
All right. So a legal bid to overturn a law banning sex with animals. Was thrown out by Germany's constitutional court on Thursday.
Okay.
The case was launched by a man and woman who feel sexually attracted to animals.
Oh, gross.
However, the court ruled that the bestiality ban did not violate the individual's right to sexual self-determination.
Can we just shoot people like that? Like, just shoot them in the head?
No.
We really don't need people like that on this earth, I think.
The protection of the well-being of animals by guarding from unnatural sexual assaults is the legitimate goal, the court said in its statement explaining the ruling.
You don't need to explain why it's
judges
not okay.
Found the law, which outlaws sexual acts with animals or making them available to others for that purpose, was proportionate. Offenders face fines of up to 25,000 euros, which is 27,000 American dollars.
Not enough. It should be that fine and then a bullet in the brain.
Well, or just that, like,
Who would take that to court? Like,
yeah,
this is unjust.
To get it
yeah.
overturned. I mean,
no,
that's,
I know.
That's like saying, I want to have sex with children. Can we get that ruling
well, that's
overturned?
That's NAMBLA. Yeah.
I know. I mean, I know
no,
people
I know.
Do that.
Did you ever see that documentary Zoo?
No.
It's something. I started watching it and then fell asleep because it was very late, but it's about like zoo. I think it's Zoo Files, isn't it? But people that like have sex with animals. And it became like prominent because it was in Washington State or Oregon or something where this guy was having sex with a horse and it ruptured his insides and he died.
That's but, real.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
The horse's insides?
No, the horse.
No, the.
No. The
yeah,
intestines.
The horse. Was given it to the guy, and the guy died because it was
thinking?
A horse.
Yeah.
A horse, of course.
Of course, of course. But then, like,
what a...
there's, like, this whole network of people that, like, especially with the internet now, they'll, like, barter with, like, farmers and stuff. And
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's really disturbing and
yeah.
weird and like
yeah, but
beyond.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah, I mean, horses are just.
I mean, something about them.
Stallions. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, there is something about.
You know what I like about horses?
I don't want to know what you like about
know.
Horses.
Yeah, I don't know.
They don't expect you to call them the next day.
Right.
They go, "Hey, call me. Don't call me.
Hey, can I have more hay?
Just bring me some hay."
That's so gross.
I know, that's terrible.
Yeah, and then I saw like a video too of this guy, like the cops got him in a sting because he would like go around and like try to have sex with people's dogs and stuff. And then the cops were like recording him for like a long time just talking about how he wanted to have sex with a dog or was going to. And then they like busted him after like 20 minutes of him just like going on and on and on about it. And it's like,
I think these people are really like mentally ill, though.
I mean, of I course think... they are.
Yes. No, but, well, yeah. I mean,
yeah, that's not a normal... Any, like, deviant behavior like that is... There's something that has either happened to you or you're just off in the head.
Yeah.
Like,
who's
you're not right.
They're walking amongst...
Yeah, and they're walking amongst us. I would think about stuff like that when I worked at Barnes & Noble. Like, working in retail when you're having to, like, interact with... like, the general population all
yeah.
the time. It's,
yeah.
like, statistically, you're coming in contact with...
Deviants.
Deviants of, like, and you don't even know.
People.
Yeah.
Walking around like regular people. That's true.
It's cold in here.
Okay, so at the airport, a woman went to Baltimore Washington International Airport, and she
BMI,
was stopped.
BWI.
BWI. Thurgood Marshall Airport.
Braden and I went there, and we walked into the duty-free shop, and the woman said hello to us, the one that worked there, and we went, hi, and she goes, oh, thank God you speak English.
Oh.
I was like, that's the best greeting I've ever had from like an airport.
America.
Like, she was like so relieved that we spoke English. It was awesome.
So she was stopped at a security checkpoint because she was wearing a pair of gun-shaped stiletto heels.
What an idiot. Even though they're not anything, my attempt... Like, they'll frisk you for anything.
I know.
Why are you going to wear something that looks like guns on your shoes?
The TSA spokeswoman said the stilettos had heels in the shape of handguns and faux bullets around the sole.
Are you kidding me?
They were in the woman's carry-on luggage along with bracelets lined in faux bullets.
They were
and a bowling ball with a
carry-on.
Whip coming out of it.
Mm-hmm. Not, she didn't even check it. Like, it wasn't even checked baggage.
This is an idiot.
Even that would have been better.
Why would she bring it in her carry-on? Like, who needs extra shoes in their carry-on?
Stilettos, no less.
Yeah, well.
Well, it said the woman was told that she could put the items in a checked luggage. She tried to check the items, but ended up leaving them with the TSA in order to catch her flight. So she just left them behind.
She needed to bring them, but then she really didn't need to bring them.
She needed them. I guess she was maybe trying to get them on her carry-on.
That's what it said.
Instead of, yeah, so... So instead of putting it through the security thing. So guess what?
You have to do that.
When
anyway.
We were on our trip,
uh-huh.
We had like three bags, and one of them...
The had woman, a gun in it?
The woman, yeah, the woman
no, two
said,
of them had guns in them.
When we were checking them, the woman's like, well, that's a small one. You could probably just fit that in the overhead.
Right.
So we go through, and it goes, like, it's taken off, and... We're like, what's going on? So they take it over, and she's opening up, and she's like, these have all your toiletries. Like,
oh. Oh, you had to put them in clear plastic bags?
No, it was like, well, we weren't even thinking that it was the luggage with the toiletries that,
like,
the woman was like, you don't need, you can put it on. We're like, okay, fine.
What? So what did you have in there, like shampoo and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, so liquids over an ounce or whatever?
Yeah. All of the
That's
things.
That's so annoying.
I know. So we have to go back out and check it.
That sucks.
I know. But we're like, boy, why didn't we think of that?
I know.
We
no
just
one
weren't.
Ever thinks of
we
it.
We just weren't. And we usually check it.
Yeah.
So it was like this woman was like putting a whammy in
she
our
She tricked
head.
You. No, I know.
She did trick us.
Especially at the airport, though, because at
don't
all like.
You need to put these in.
All logic does like go out the window at the airport because you just want to make it through without. Any like hassle, so you're just like focused on.
I know.
When Brayden and I were coming back from Florida last time, we were like, the guy in line when because the Orlando airport is like crazy, obviously. So we're like coming back through the line, and the guy's like, just put your phone and your belt, or you like leave your belt on, put your put everything in your pockets in your checked in the baggage that you're like bringing through carry on. And you won't have to deal with like putting it in a little basket and letting it go. He's like, just put that all.
Yeah.
And you're saying, and it's like, duh. Like, why don't I do this all the time? Like, just put my phone in my bag and let it go through the thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Instead of just putting it in the dumb, he's like, you'll save a lot of time.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, yeah.
Who said that to you?
The TSA guy.
I had a TSA guy.
Who was, like, annoyed with everybody.
I had a TSA guy tell me, because we were in, like, the expedited check-in or whatever, and he's like... I'm like, you know, trying to remember, you know, do I have to take my shoes off?
Mm-hmm.
No, what about my belt? Because it has a list
of the fast one, you don't have
you
to.
Well, that was the sign. And he's like, no, it'll be fine. Don't bother with your belt. I go through and I'm buzzing all over the place.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're supposed to take your belt off. So I get the whole pat down.
When we went through, the guy who said everybody put all your stuff in your bag was like, you don't need to take your belt off.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, yelled, like, and that was just through the regular line.
Well, I have to, because I buzzed.
But then on our honeymoon, too, we got picked for the expedited line for some reason, and they did, like, a weird, like, swab on our hands, like, to see that we don't have, like, stuff on. It was weird. I was like, okay, I don't know why we got picked, but probably because we both were, like, looking to get out of there, and it was just us and not, like, a family of eight.
Yeah.
But.
All right. We're going to North Korea now.
No.
All right, so Seoul, North Korea.
That's South Korea.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. No. The story is coming
from Seoul.
From Seoul. Okay. Reuters from Seoul.
Okay. They don't have Reuters in North Korea. They don't have anything there.
A U.S. student held in North Korea since early January was detained for trying to steal an item bearing a propaganda slogan from his Pyongyang hotel.
I don't feel bad for this kid. I'm and just going to say that right now.
To, I know. And has confessed to, quote, severe crimes against the state.
Right.
Otto Warmbier, 21, a student Otto? I know. A student at the University of Virginia was detained before boarding his flight to China over an unspecified incident at his hotel, his tour agency told Reuters. North
That's
Korea.
The worst tour agency ever. They book him a flight to North Korea.
Well, he
snuck in?
I think he wanted to go there, but I'll get farther into the story. Okay. North Korea has a long history of detaining foreigners, and it's used jailed U.S. citizens in the past to exact high-profile visits from the U.S., with which it has no formal diplomatic relations, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
So, quote, here he is again, I committed the crime of taking out a political slogan from the staff-only area of the Yanggakko International Hotel. He said, it didn't say what the item was. Huh. There was, CNN had a video of him sobbing, saying, quote, I have made the worst mistake of my life, but please act to save me. So he'd been being held. He confessed to stealing. What he said was a deaconess at his church, I'm assuming, offered him a used car worth $10,000 if he could present a U.S. church with the slogan as a trophy from North Korea.
Huh?
I know. It's weird.
That's weird.
What kind of church is he going to that's like, I don't, please steal something
right
from this dictatorship.
From this crazy country.
Yeah.
The acquaintance also said the church would pay his mother $200,000 if he was detained by the North.
What kind of church is this?
I don't
that they
know.
Could just offer up?
I know. He said, quote, again, my crime is very severe and pre-planned, adding that he was impressed by North Korea's, quote, humanitarian treatment of severe criminals like myself.
Yeah,
he's being made to...
I don't know. It all sounds it's on the up and up.
This is a picture of him in the courtroom. Look at how he's standing.
Is he, like, hunched down?
He's hunched down, like... kind of standing bent over with his arms hanging.
That is so weird.
I know. He's in the courtroom.
Why is he standing like that?
Well, he's in a North Korean courtroom.
He's standing like he's stretching, like trying to touch his toes, basically.
Right. But
it
looks like they want
like weird loafers and a weird... Oh, yeah. That's definitely not a normal...
The parents haven't heard from him since
they're a Methodist church.
Well, see,
Friendship United Methodist Church.
I don't think that's the same...
It's, yeah, that's what it is, because it says the senior pastor at Friendship United Methodist Church in Wyoming, Ohio, said he did not know the person identified by the kid as a deaconess and said he was not a member of the congregation. That's weird.
Right.
What a weird story.
I know. Huh. And North Korea says... he was caught committing a hostile act against the state. It was tolerated and manipulated by the U.S. government.
like, can you break into the staff room at the hotel, like, and just steal a nameplate or whatever?
Yeah, I know.
Like, what could he have stolen? I don't get it.
I don't know. It said, while the vast majority of tourists to North Korea are from China, roughly 6,000 Westerners visit the country annually through the U.S. and though the U.S. and Canada advise against it. Most are adventure seekers, curious about life behind the last sliver of the Iron Curtain, and ignore critics who say their dollars prop up a repressive regime.
Yep.
Well, I guess you get what you're asking for, right?
Yeah, I really don't feel bad for this kid.
No. Well... I think he learned his lesson.
Yeah. It didn't just like Kim Jong Un. Is that the one that it is now? Or
Yeah.
Didn't he like feed?
Is it ill?
Is it ill or
I don't know.
Kim Jong?
is the son.
Kim Jong-il is his dad.
Was the dad. But didn't he, like, feed his uncle to, like, dogs? That like, was rabid the dogs? No, he did that,
oh,
too.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he had somebody, like...
His girlfriend?
They dropped bombs on somebody, like...
Okay.
He's demented.
He had his girlfriend killed.
Yeah.
I forget why.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want to be his girlfriend anymore? Or
could've been.
Was telling people she wasn't really? I don't know.
They're it's such a scary...
Crazy.
Place.
Yeah.
Oof.
Oh, so a 43-year-old man died after authorities say he accidentally shot himself in the face while taking selfies.
Oh.
What?
The man and his girlfriend were photographing themselves with the weapon on Sunday at a residence when he shot himself.
Did he die?
She and the man had taken photos with the gun several times that day, and the man had loaded and unloaded bullets multiple times.
Why?
Is this a little euphemism for they had sex a lot one day?
Nope. A bullet remained in the gun the final time he fired. So they must have been thinking they were
doing Russian roulette. He thought he was shooting blank.
Yeah.
Well, the death is being
Russian
investigated.
Russian roulette all day. Can you imagine? We just can't die. Weird.
They said yeah, I know. They're like immortal.
Yeah, they think they're immortal.
Yeah. So the death is being investigated as accidental.
Oh, he did die. Okay.
Oh, he died. He shot himself in the face.
No, well, people can live from
well,
that.
That's true.
Prove it.
Yeah. Who's got a gun?
All right. You want to do your joke before I do the latest poo?
Yeah. So this woman went to the doctor, and it was like a plastic surgeon, because she was trying to explain to him that she wanted a boob job, but she wanted the implants to be made of wood.
Oh.
And he was like, is this a joke? Like, what are you...
He took her seriously?
Well, he said, like, it would be really great if you would just tell me what you're here for. And she goes, wouldn't it?
Oh, no.
Just, oh, no.
It's all the delivery.
Yeah,
did
is.
You like it?
Well, Mom said, oh, no, so.
No, Jessica.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was clever.
Whatever.
Not all that right. Clever, but it was funny.
So, remember... Well, all right, let me just do this and then see if you remember what you were talking about before.
What? Is that a sentence?
I was talking to Jess because she made reference to something about...
Yeah.
Because right, it's time now for the latest poop. Okay. Rather than simply pause and nip to the loo... This is obviously in, I don't know.
From Detroit.
Yeah. The Detroit Free Press. Is that
a man,
it?
A man who was doing a marathon gaming
Skip
session.
To the loo.
He was doing a tournament, like gaming tournament.
Uh-huh.
He was determined to win his internet contest. He was prepared to poo in a bucket inside a packed cafe.
Oh.
More concerned about his online reputation than the real world, he appears unconcerned by the disturbed look flashed in his direction.
Oh, no.
With his trousers around his knees, he continues playing as a disgusted woman holds a scarf to her face, suggesting the bucket wasn't just a precaution. He even brought toilet paper with him, seen next to the desk.
Uh-huh.
There he is. I
so
brought the
he
picture.
Won...
Oh, I don't know if he won.
What was it for?
He just
did it to do it?
Yeah, there's a room full of people.
Oh, he's like in an internet cafe.
Yeah. And he's sitting on a bucket. Pants down with toilet tissue.
Wait, was this a contest? Yeah. No, he just brought it.
Yeah. I mean,
okay. I misunderstood.
It's a
I know, but I thought you meant like he was dared to do it.
No.
Like...
No.
So he just, in case he had to go to the
he
bathroom,
brought
he brought a
bucket. Instead of, right.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
was he
public.
Allowed to stay in there?
Evidently.
Wow. That's gross.
But isn't that funny? Because you were saying something about you can just randomly
poop.
poop in public. Like, is it going to come to that? I forget why.
I was talking about how everybody is, like, making all these statements so by, like, breastfeeding in public.
Weird, like, contradictory.
Posting, like, pictures of yourself with your boob out to show that breastfeeding is, like, natural and amazing.
Right. Yeah. And so then you were saying,
and then I was saying,
what's next?
Pooping is natural too. Should we just do that? Because the thing was, like, women shouldn't have to go to a bathroom stall to breastfeed their children because it's natural until the babies eat. And then that's why I was saying, well, then I shouldn't have to poop behind a bathroom stall.
Yeah, exactly.
It's natural.
There are countries where it's just a hole in the ground.
What, India?
Like, a long line.
Probably. Yeah.
Or, you know, like,
France.
Vietnam, maybe.
France.
Vietnam. Here? I know. Are you okay?
That's what we call it over here.
Vietnam.
I didn't say Vietnam.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
You said, play, you know, tape. Vietnam. Yeah, play, I know. Back. I could very easily play it back.
I said Vietnam.
You said Vietnam.
Don't
mock
me.
Everything
comes. Are you going to Mom's for Christmas? More like Vietnam.
It's going to be hell. All right.
That's funny. All right. Well, that was fun. I think we're done, unless you have something.
It was fun. No, I'm good.
All right.
It's
been good
job. It's been like 3 weeks or something.
Aww. All right. Well, it'll be next week.
And remember,
I know,
nay means nay.
And watch Zoo, or don't watch Zoo, depending on how many horrible animal sex stories you want to hear.
Oh, I want to hear zero.
Well, then don't watch it. It is not the flick for you.
All right, then. Well, I love
watch
you.
Love you. Yeah. You'd just be utterly confused. Utterly.
Oh, confused. Okay, gross. Love you, girls.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.